Supreme Court win for the Biden administration. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The nation's high court today siding with the Biden administration, saying it can begin phasing out the Trump-era immigration policy requiring asylum seekers to remain in Mexico.
Texas sued over the policy change.
Because it's impacting the lives of 29 million Texans, and we should have a say in that.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says Texas will try again in court. Ending the Trump migration protection protocols means people who cross the southern border can stay in the U.S. while claims of asylum are processed and decided.
Fox's Eben Brown. The Supreme Court today limiting how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. The court said that the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. Critics say the ruling is a major blow to the fight against climate change. At the end of today's NATO conference in Madrid, Spain, President Biden discussed U.S. inflation, which rose 6.3% in May from a year earlier.
I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of inflation, but inflation is higher in almost every other country. Prices in the pump are higher in almost every other country. We're better positioned to deal with this than anyone.
Republicans blame the Biden administration's spending policies for high inflation. The White House says it's mostly a combination of supply chain issues and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A U.S. official says the tractor trailer at the center of a human smuggling attempt that left 53 people dead had passed through an inland Border Patrol checkpoint near Laredo, Texas, with migrants inside. There were 73 in the truck when it reached San Antonio, where it was found Monday. It was unclear if agents stopped the driver for questioning at the checkpoint or if the truck went through unimpeded. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A 20-year-old mother pushing her 3-month-old in a stroller in New York City was shot and killed last night.
The baby was not hurt, but when first responders got there, the mother was unconscious. She was pronounced dead an hour later at the hospital. Mayor Eric Adams blaming the gun violence epidemic for taking so many innocent lives. And a young girl who was playing at a nearby playground says she thought the gunshots were fireworks.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Help is coming for many people with medical debt on their credit reports. Starting tomorrow, the three major U.S. credit reporting companies will stop counting paid medical debt on reports that banks, potential landlords, and others use to judge creditworthiness. The companies also will start giving people a year to resolve delinquent medical debt that had been sent to collections before reporting it. That's up from 6 months previously. Ford is recalling thousands of its electric pickup trucks.
This is the first ever recall for Ford's F-150 Lightning electric truck. The company says it needs to repair a problem with the tire pressure monitoring system light that may cause it not to illuminate when the pressure is too low. The recall applies to 2,900 of the EVs with 20-inch or 22-inch all-season tires. Good news for owners. Ford says the problem should take only about 20 minutes to fix. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A team searching a Mississippi courthouse basement for evidence about the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till has found the unserved warrant charging a white woman in his 1955 kidnapping. Now Till's relatives want authorities to finally arrest her nearly 70 years later. A warrant was publicized at the time, but authorities told reporters then that they didn't want to bother her since she had two young children to care for at home. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.